This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, Book Club, and welcome to our Season 3 finale of Good Girls. We have a very special treat with you today because we have our special guest, Reno Wilson, and we are so excited to talk to him. But along with my co-host, I have Amira Yasai, who is with you in the live chat right now. And of course, the beautiful Regina Cole, who has some special shout outs at the end of the episode. And we'd like to start and welcome our guest, Reno. Reno, how are you doing?
Hey!
So much for being with us tonight. I think that we have tried to get you on this on our show before last season, but schedules don't line up. But now that we're here in quarantine, we've got lots of free time on our hands.
Got nothing else to do.
How are you doing in quarantine?
Yeah.
Such crazy times we're living in right now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been following your social media and we've been seeing lots of activity, baking, working out, cleaning.
It's got to stop, you guys. Last night I made a bread. I made CBS Sunday Morning, and I made these cookies that Martha Stewart made as big as
Wow.
And I made a lamb stew.
Woo! You are cooking.
Yes.
So has that like been one of your hidden talents? Do you like to cook a lot?
I do. My wife and I, we've always cooked since the beginning. We share the kitchen. I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal to cook.
You sound like my husband.
Yeah,
he loves breakfast.
With a good breakfast. We make a lot of smoothies. We make a lot of shakes, protein shakes. I'm literally in our, look, this is our spin and yoga studio. It's called
The
Sleep.
Oh, okay.
My wife is teaching an online yoga class right now, so.
Great.
I'm normally very loud because I'm from New York, but I'm trying to be even keel.
Well, so far, so good.
So I don't disturb her. So
I cannot keep my voice quiet, so kudos to you already.
Hey, just keep it real, right?
All right. So we do want to get to some of the show. This is the finale for Season 3. I know it was very
early
unexpected.
Early finale.
You had 3 more episodes left, and we definitely want to talk about this episode. You had 5. I thought there were 16.
Yeah, this was episode 11.
Oh, arithmetic. It's not my strong suit.
How would you know what number episode it was? I mean, we know what episode it is. Yeah, that was episode 11. Mm. They stopped production during episode 13.
Oh,
and we have a quarter of 16, as you all know. So
It's
kind of a weird place to stop, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I know. They did a really good job with the ending, in my opinion, as far as putting like a nice button on it and seeing three girls in the park. I think it was a fantastic job. But we were really anticipating this episode because we knew that it had stopped. In the middle of production. So we were all curious as to how it would kind of stop. And we kind of stopped on the FBI. Is it the FBI or the CIA?
She is.
Is there a...
FBI.
Or is there any kind...
Have we established?
I'm not...
I only watch my season, so I don't really know.
I get that.
I think it's the Fast FBI. Forward. It wouldn't be CIA. It's the FBI because they handle that kind of thing, like counterfeit money and bank crimes, that kind of thing. So it's definitely
we've been calling it the FBI this whole season. So that's just wanted to double check in case it was wrong. But it stopped kind of on their storyline. We saw during this episode the FBI kind of trailing Ruby a little bit more. She stole the phone, and we just kind of saw her like almost. The girls still don't know about the FBI, but we saw them kind of like getting a little bit of a lead, and then their storyline is kind of cut off. So I'm guessing. Do you have any? I want to be delicate because I know that you probably can't talk a whole lot about it. Okay, well, what are we missing from the last seasons that, or the last episodes from this season?
Oh, the ones that you haven't seen?
Right.
Oh, well, I can't tell you that.
I want to start it off because we're all wondering. We know you can't say anything, but we have to ask you.
Nice.
What was that?
Amira, for a second, was like,
no, I think it's my internet's a little wonky right now. I think it's pausing a little bit. So
blame
it looks
it on
like
the internet.
I really that's funny. We're getting a lot of love in the live chat for you. Reno, they're really feeling they're all about Stan. So Anna DeCraker says she's FBI, that's her opinion. Okay, we'll see. And then she's also loving Brio. The Clark sisters are saying we love Stan, so good, so there for Ruby. I think it's all like a lot of love so far.
You know what I just realized a couple of months ago? People mm-hmm. would go, I stan that. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. I'm supposed to stand on the place, all over the place, and then I realized they're referring to like the Eminem song.
Oh.
Oh, no, they're not. So Reno, what it is when you stan someone, it means like you're like their number one fan.
Yeah,
is that what it means?
That's what the Eminem song is all about. The dude stands.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that's where it comes from. You're even hipper than we are.
Oh my God. Who knew?
Wow. Well, let me ask you.
Yes.
What was the one scene or episode this season that you really loved and gravitated to, and why?
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
damn.
Okay, the ones we've seen. Come on.
You know what? Here's the thing. Jenna Banz is so amazing. She's such an incredible writer. And Bill Krebs, they're the two showrunners. I'm going to break it down for you. Season one, when I used to get the scripts for Good Girls, I used to call Retta and go, oh, snap. Did you just read that? And couldn't wait to get the next script. Season one happened. When season two started, I was scared to receive a script. I'd be nervous to open up a script.
Right.
This season, season three scripts, I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
That's great.
The scripts are so good.
Suspenseful.
But while you're reading it, you're not seeing things coming. While you're reading the script, they're so good at interweaving storylines and throwing surprises in there that while you're reading it, it blows. Like once, I think it was episode, which one was it? Maybe the last, I don't remember. But there was one episode I like stopped on page 10 and put it down and picked it up the next day because I couldn't take it.
Wow.
But what I also really enjoy about the show is because it's a 1-hour show, we don't get to, I don't see Manny because I haven't had any scenes with Manny. I mean, if Manny and I do a scene, somebody's probably gonna die.
Right.
But I do scenes mostly with Retta and mm-hmm. kids. And I've done a couple of scenes with the other ladies. I've done two scenes with Lillard. So when I get to watch Good Girls, I'm seeing things for the first time, just like everybody.
Okay. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it is such a good show.
It's
set in Detroit, too.
Huh? Yep.
It's set in Detroit, my hometown.
I mean, all the Detroit-isms are there, and everybody is so good on this show. So to answer your question, about, I mean, I look forward to every episode. I can't really single out. I mean, everybody's so good. I text everybody after an episode, go, you're so goddamn good. You guys are so
good. You know, I love that.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool.
But I do know episode 14, for me, I was like, oh, snap. But we didn't even shoot it. This script was crazy.
Damn, I can't wait to see that, Reno. And in the chat, someone saying, CY is saying, I have to admit, I was kind of disappointed in Stan this season for going to the dark side. This episode in particular, I was like, what? So what is your opinion about the dark side? Is it the dark side or is it just what happened?
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's the dark side. You know, Stan is such a good dude. You know, he's, you know, he started out as a simple, Stan's a simple dude. Mm-hmm. All he cares about is taking care of his family, loving on his wife, taking care of his kids, making sure food's on the table, making sure they have a home. You know, he was a security guard. His dream was to be a cop. You know, when you want to be, I played a lot of cops in my time, and to be a good cop, there's a sense of, you know, of good. You have a strong sense of what's good and what's wrong in the world, and you know, you want to correct that. And it's a real good moral stuff that you're made of. And I think he was corrupted, or he was broken a little bit in season two with James LeSure's character. Prior to that, Stan was a little naive as to how the world was working. And I think when he was arrested for, you know, snatching that pen cap, and then realized that detective, I'm blanking on, what's James's?
Turner?
Detective Turner, when he realized Turner was ready to pin other crimes on him that he did not do, I think shook him a little bit. And he was like, oh, okay, this is the game. Playing, this is what life is. So, it is the dark side, but he's doing what he has to do to fulfill his always goal, which is to take care of his family, you know, make sure everyone stays safe. So, yeah.
Exactly. That makes total sense. Kelsey, you're back.
Hi, I'm back. You couldn't give me the answers to the last episodes, and I was just out of here, you know? But I'm back. And I heard you talking about the bad cop, the dark side, I should say. Your character had probably the most development that we've seen in this season of all the characters. And that's a pretty great range to play, because like you were speaking to, starting from like such a good cop and pure heart, I mean, we just are in love with the Hill family. Like that, I feel like I'm coming into your home every episode. And then when you're fighting, it breaks my heart.
It's so funny, Kelsey. I was telling Amir, that's exactly what my father-in-law says. He's like, it's just like hanging out with you at your house. With my wife and my two kids.
That's a compliment.
It's the biggest compliment, I think. You know, my favorite thing in my world is being around my children, watching my kids, loving on my kids. I can't take a phone call right now. I'm doing it. This is the world.
Call them in. We'll ask them questions too.
Spam. I love how AT&T. Wait, I lost you. Wait, where are you? Can you
see? We're here. We can hear
you. We can see you.
Mm-hmm. You can see me? All right. But my favorite, I can't see you at all. But my favorite thing in life is taking care of my wife and my kids. And hold on, you guys. I can't see you. I want to see you. Wait, how
do you can't see us.
Maybe it is.
Well, this is what we have to deal with in this COVID.
I know.
I know. Sometimes if you tap the screen at the bottom, it'll show like if there's a video where the X on it. Exactly. You got it? I'm back. Awesome.
Okay.
How was I saying?
Well, we were talking about joining your family, the Hill family. And then it seems like you're very close with your cast members too. I mean, I've been seeing TikTok videos from you guys on set. And when you guys zoomed in and did your zoom in good morning with the Hill family, that was amazing. Like that was everything.
The brainchild of Lydia's mom. That was her idea.
Great.
Are you guys close? Like, you guys seem so close, like on and off set.
The Hill family, we're super tight. you know, I was texting Red a little while ago. Red and I, you know, we text regularly, comment on her stories, yeah, her Instagram stories regularly. And Lydia came by my house the other day to bring me a mask, as you guys saw. And Danny Boy Jr. lives in Atlanta, though, so we don't get to see him as much.
Oh, well,
Harry's the best. So
we're not seeing it much of anybody, so Zooming, FaceTiming, all that. I mean, that's kind of becoming the new normal. So yeah, I'm sure that's a good way to keep in touch as well. Yeah. Talking more about this finale, we saw the girls, the book club, they started a new small business. So to do that, Ruby had to steal from Stan and take the money, take the counterfeit money, and then burn it in the truck. And now we're kind of seeing them trying to take the business over. Yeah. And we've seen this happen before where they're getting new businesses or they're trying to, you know, take a step up or level up, if you will. It's kind of feels like a pattern.
Right. Like it always feels like Rio's one step ahead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it's this power struggle between the girls. And now it seems like the girls are starting to hold the power and just giving the money to Rio in a sense. So are we going to, I mean, with this, it's, I want to ask you more spoilers, but I know you can't give them to us. But
we only know the scripts that we have. You know, we don't know what's going to happen ahead of time. Yeah,
we do love though how female empowering this series is. Like how there are so many strong women who play so many incredible roles, and I think that is something that you don't see from the shows.
What was that? On camera and before and behind the camera.
In front and behind the camera.
Great. Now, I wanted to ask you, what was your take on the couple that came that donated the kidney from their daughter?
Ptolemy and Audrey. I believe is her name. Ooh, I know her name. First of all, they're fantastic actors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to keep a straight face with those two. Like,
really?
Yeah, super hard to keep a straight face with those two. I mean, the outtakes of them must be hilarious. you know, I'm watching Ptolemy on Westworld right now.
What character is he?
He's one in season one. He's in season two, but he's one of the technicians that they take hostage that helps Thandi escape.
Oh, with Thandi Newton?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who you're talking about now. Okay. Yeah.
So plays one of the donor couples. They're hilarious. I mean, the way they wrote it on the page, it was funny. You know, and it feels like they're, you know, kind of manipulating us a little bit because of the position that, you know, we're in with, giving our daughter a kidney and all that. And, I can't really tell you more about them. But,
which snowballs into Ruby possibly getting everybody in trouble.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, she got them a car.
Mm-hmm.
Stan was not happy about that because she didn't tell me him that, you know, she was going to do that, and she took all the money from the jar that we were putting in there. And it's been a tough season for them relationship wise for sure.
It really has.
I kind of predicted a couple of times that you guys were gonna like take a break, but I'm glad to see that she accepted the ring.
I don't think Stan would ever go anywhere, man. That's his, you know, that's
his ride or die, his wife. Yeah.
For real, okay. I think one of my other favorite things about them as a couple is that they always show up for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might not fully agree with what this is, but I'm gonna take that pen cap.
That's true. That is true. So on a different note, as far as, you know, we have a lot at being in LA, being hosts and actors. We go through a lot of processes getting on. It's very difficult to get on, be a regular on a TV show. And you have to go through auditions, callbacks, screen tests, you know, chemistry tests, you name it. It goes, the list goes on and on. So how was it getting this role as Stan? What was your process like?
Well, I've done 21 pilots.
Wow.
Wow.
And wow. Let's see. Out of the 21 pilots, 14 of them have gone to series, and only 2 have gone longer than a season.
Wow.
And Molly and
mm-hmm.
So I have experienced almost every level of rejection as far as pilots and, you know, getting canceled. One episode aired, getting canceled. No episodes aired, canceled after 24 episodes, 6 episodes.
Wow.
Canceled in the middle of shooting the scene. I've done so many different levels of rejection.
So how do you keep yourself, your spirits lifted when you have that kind of, you know, wave all the time in this business?
I love it, you know. That's the only way that I can explain it. I've been disappointed a bunch of times, but, you know, you just move. I was telling Amir, there's this picture that I saw, a meme online of a guy, he's been digging through this wall and he's almost to the other side, but he puts his, you know, chisel down and walks away. But little did he know, right on the other side was where he was going.
Wow, that's deep.
A good one.
You know, my favorite bird is the woodpecker. You know, I feel like each little peck by itself means nothing, but ultimately the whole tree falls down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Patience, perseverance.
Deep.
And,
very deep.
Kind of the only thing that I, by the way, it's the only thing I know how to do.
For some reason, I don't think we believe that, but it's your
passion. we've seen on your social media, you're good at lots of other things.
Well, yeah. Within the context of this, maybe.
I know. Was that exciting for you? What was it like when you got this role? I mean, with so many ups and downs.
Yeah, well, you know, again, I've been doing this for a while now. So Mike and after Mike and Molly, I was telling Amir earlier, this was my second meeting after Mike and Molly finished. The first was Barry. And I had a couple of auditions for Barry. And I got close to doing Barry with Bill Hader to play the role that, oh my God, what is this actor's name? He's the guy who kind of manages Bill's character on the show.
Completely. Okay, that like the acting teacher manager.
Henry Winkler? Not Henry.
Anyway.
Oh, he's
the drop it in the chat, in the live chat if you know.
Yeah.
That'll help us out.
Anyway, so I did a couple auditions for Barry and like I tanked the last network audition for HBO. Bill would say I didn't tank it, but trust me, I tanked that audition.
How do you tank an audition in your words?
Well, what happened with me was we rehearsed. This is the third audition. And if actors are watching, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I did an initial audition with the casting director. And I went back in. This is Barry we're talking about, for the producers. And they said, cool, come back in and read with Bill Hader. And this will be your test for the network. I said, cool. I love the way they're doing it today. We record it, and that's your test. Back in the old days, when I was coming up, you know, you had to be in front of the network with like 26, you know, people, and it was, you know, very stressful. So I worked with Bill Hader. It was amazing. He's phenomenal. We were cracking up and laughing, and that was it. And then they called me again and said, you know what? We saw the tape, but they want to see you in person. My instinct was to say, no, I already gave you what you needed, but I was coerced. And I went in for a fourth time.
Oh, okay.
My instinct said no. I rehearsed a little while with Bill, and then it was great. And then once it was time to do the actual audition, I think I was hungry. My blood sugar was getting low. Yeah. I was tired. I didn't feel funny. And then we started doing the audition. I started flop sweating. And if anybody's an actor, you know this feeling. I'm doing a scene. While I'm doing the scene, it's like I step out of my body and I'm looking at myself acting going, you're still doing that, aren't you? So literally in the middle of the audition, I say to Bill, I'm like, wow, I'm sweating, huh? Long story short, I didn't get it, but that for me, that's tanking an audition. But after that, I went and met the producers for Good Girls, one meeting with Jenna, another producer, and that was it. They offered me the job. So I will say, whatever is for you cannot be unfor you.
Yeah. You're going to get it.
That's deep.
Dan, our producer texted and said, is it Stephen Root's character?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Got it. Okay. Exactly. Cool. And yeah. Monroe.
Stephen and I are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill was so sweet. He was like, no, it had nothing to do with you. I was like,
that's awesome.
But well said. If it's not for you, it's not for you. There's a couple people in the chat that I just want to give some attention to because it's blowing up. Ruby has Stan inspired me so much. What a couple, especially on our live chat, we talked about this as well. You also look up to Ruby and Stan, you know, being like such a healthy Black family on TV is so like much needed.
I take so much pride.
Yeah.
That we're a Black family unit. And I take pride also in the optics of how Ruby and I are two dark-skinned Black people. She's a full-figured woman. And I love the way Stan just loves up on her.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's just me. Like from day one, that's what I did to Retta.
I love that.
Well, it comes across as being real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in saying
real
that,
quick,
do you ever
Regina, can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
Just on that topic. About Ruby and Stan. It's just very quick. You guys watch Below Deck on the show, and we also cover Below Deck. Do you watch Below Deck yourself? Have you ever watched that reality show? Never? Okay.
All
right.
No.
Quick question. No,
I don't.
I watch it.
Okay.
It's cool, so I'll tell you that.
I've tweeted.
Regina, what was your question?
My question when it comes to the writing, and like you said, that Stan's character, how he loves his family and that whole dynamic. Is there ever a time when you get a script and you read it and go, I don't think this is as realistic, or maybe you're not saying it in a way that a Black family would really.
All the time. Rhett and I make changes all the time. Jenna gives us the green light to make those kinds of changes. Like, you know, I've been married, it'll be 22 years in June, and my kids are 15.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Congrats.
That's 69 years in Hollywood.
truly.
You know, my daughter's 18 now, my son's 15. So, and I've been Black for a while. So yeah, there's some things that, you know, for instance, Lydia's character, she was upset. She walked out of the kitchen and then you heard her bedroom door slam. And Retta goes, slam my door again.
Mm-hmm.
That was not in the script.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I hear you.
You know, things like me calling my son Little Money. You know, that's when I call my son. I call my son Little Money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's big now though, so he's big money now.
Big money.
Big no money. He ain't got no money, so I call him Big No Money.
that's good funny. Too. That's now good. That made me think of the when you guys did the dance with song rap dance. When La-di-da-di. Which what?
Lottie Dottie.
Yes. When Lydia was Sarah was sick, and you guys did it to cheer her up. Was that scripted? How did you guys come up with a song and dance?
Often Retta and I, like from day one, we've just connected. I mean, we we're the same age. We like the same music. We like we have the same sense of humor. And a lot of the times you see us dancing or rapping on the shows because we were doing it backstage. For instance, for Lottie Dottie, I think Retta and I, we were teaching our kids that song and somebody recorded it, sent it to Jenna, and then it was in the next episode.
That's awesome. Cool. That's so cool that you get to be creative in that way too, that there's a little bit of freedom for you to be able input that. Yeah.
Best job ever.
Well, it makes a difference too when the writers and the showrunners are open to your input and welcome it.
Trickles down from the top, man. The vibe on the set trickles down from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Banks is super sweet, crazy creative, and her and Bill Krebs, man, they run a lovely ship. And all the team of writers that they have, table reads are super fun. Yeah, it's a good deal.
That's great.
That's awesome. Well, let's, Amir, I know you had a little bit of news, so let's go ahead and jump into some of that.
You got picked up in season 4?
Well,
please,
I wish.
Hope.
I wish.
Absolutely.
I absolutely wish. There was a funny story from our IG Live. Reno talked about this. The first day you met Retta, you came behind and you gave her a kiss on the neck behind her. Can you tell us that story real quick?
I did. Well, I hadn't met her yet. I didn't know her. We didn't know each other. And she sat down and, well, it sounds creepy when you say I kissed her on the neck. That is what I said. It is what I did. It wasn't creepy.
But I think you were trying to break that ice, maybe, you know, yeah, so for you guys
I
to see.
Behind her, she was sitting down. And, you know, Retta's relatively reserved and she's very royal. She's funny as hell, but I didn't know her. So, and she's not a necessarily touchy, touchy, huggy, huggy person. Which I didn't know because I'm all hugs. And I came up behind her and I hugged her and I kissed her and then she was like, "Oh, okay, all
right, ready to play my husband, right?"
Yes, yes,
that's amazing. That's that is
fun.
Amazing.
Oh.
And then we also in our live we also talked about your studio as well. So there was an article, it was a really great article, where you actually taught Finn at the Warner Brothers lot. Is that true?
Yeah, when I was shooting Mike and Molly every Hiatus Friday, which was every 3 weeks. I'm a certified spin instructor. I would teach a class at their gym every Friday.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Cool, yeah. Cool. Yeah, and then...
I mean, if you were still doing that. I mean, look at that studio. You said your wife is teaching online yoga right now.
Yeah, she's teaching one right now.
We're going to have to do a
virtual
online gathering workout. Yeah. Virtual.
Yeah, you do.
And Regina, did you want to go ahead and do some shout outs?
Sure.
All
of
right.
Course I
Let's
will.
Hear some shout outs.
All right. So this is from Tia Diaz. And she said, "Really, Beth trying to kill Rio again? He is still mad about the last time she shot him." And she said he's Mexican. Oh, well. What?
Oh, because I think last time we were talking about ethnicity, maybe.
Oh, okay. I was like, out of nowhere, she said that. Let's delete that.
I think
comment.
She was helping us out. I don't think that was
a. Yeah, I went through and edited out. That one's. Yeah. So anyway, okay. Moving on.
Yeah,
this one is from.
He said, you know, next time empty the clip.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Salty.
Control of this business. Next time empty the clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't.
This next one is from Mika Dawn. And she says, "I'm up for the hitman and Beth knocking boots." Mm-mm. "I'm hoping he may be intrigued by her. The whole thing of them coming together with the boring comment might resonate." What do you guys?
What?
What's your take on that?
I don't see
Beth
the hitman
with the
in
hit
that.
Man.
I don't think so.
Was she Andrew McCarthy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did she say about it?
That she's hoping that he and Beth get together and knock boots.
Oh, got it. Andrew McCarthy, by the way, you know, he's directed a couple of episodes of our show.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
Cool.
He's first of all, everybody was, you know, kind of starstruck when he was first on set. And mm-hmm. he is one of our favorite directors on the show. And a scary-ass hitman to boot.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of felt like after everything he's been taking the girls through, charging them for this and that, I felt like they need to hire a hitman to hit the hitman. Because he is
running the business.
He's like annoying. And then the other comment is the family staying with Stan and Ruby are con artists, 100%. And I'm not ready for good girls to be over this season. Well, none of us are.
I know. More.
So in the last comment is from Autumn. She says, well, my prediction for the season finale is that Rio is going to do the hot tub idea with Beth. Of course, we saw that. And I don't understand Beth. She hates Rio, but wants him dead at the same time by hiring a hitman. And then she wants him to go into business with her and Dean. What is that all about? And the last comment is, Ruby isn't thinking straight. Buying that car for them, and then putting the FBI on their radar. So there's our shout outs. And that was from last week.
Oh, thank you for everyone who did some shout outs to get it.
I like that.
Read the shout outs. Make sure you comment on this video. Also, every week we do a special segment called The Baddest Good Girl. And this is to say who your favorite good girl was of the episode. So it could be not just one of our three trios, but it could be any woman who's been on the show and you think is kind of the boss of that episode or took charge or your favorite for that.
Be the baddest good girl?
We've had a guy be the baddest good girl before. Yes.
Exactly. Good guy.
You're a guy.
Good guy. You've won many times.
Oh, really?
But I do want to ask you, because to me, one of the baddest good girls, which I'm not liking right now, is the FBI agent. What's up with her?
Mm-hmm.
So quirky. She's so quirky, isn't she?
Very quirky.
She is quirky, but she's great. I think that's...
With them. She's so in love with them.
I know, she's like obsessed almost, but it's fun. It's like she should be in their friend group, you know, like that could be a prediction.
I hope not. Because it won't be a group anymore. It'll be behind bars.
Yeah, that's true. Amir, do you have a favorite good girl for this episode?
I do, but there are a lot of people in the chat, so I just have to really kind of quickly give them some love. Vic Quintero says, I love the show because it's so creative. They're amazing from the cast, the characters, the story, and even the music and score. The Hitman storyline is super awesome. I love that he is billing them for everything. I would have never thought of that. That's really great. Yeah, it's really great. My baddest good girl is going to go to Reno, actually, like Dan's character. I'm not just saying that because you're here. Mm-hmm. But I just love that scene at the dinner table when you were just, it was like a Godfather moment. You were just like, listen, I'm not standing up for this. I'm doing what I need to do to protect this family, to provide for this family. And I don't care how you feel about it, Ruby. And it was pretty dope. I was here for it.
Yeah, I agree. That was the baddest good girl this episode.
Yeah. I think you were too, but I would give it to your TV wife, Retta, because she's the one that came up with the whole scheme.
That was clever.
By the way,
we got back, like she was listening to you, and she
turned
did it
on him at the end when she filled up the jar with money. And she was like, all right, maybe Paul Blart can help us out.
I know.
I love that line. That was so funny to me.
Like the funniest roast. I know.
Totally roasted him.
I know.
All right.
That was good. Well, thank you for playing our Baddest Good Girl segment. Lastly, before we wrap up, we are going to do predictions for next season. So in the live chat, if you want to throw in what you're predicting for a season 4, Amir can read them out, but Regina, I know you were predicting something with Annie, and do you have any further predictions for season four?
I do, but I want to ask, I got to get this one question in.
Yes.
Rena, what is your dream role? What do you just, you know, what are you dying to play? Or
I, God, it changes.
Really?
My dream role constantly changes. I played Louis Armstrong. That was a dream role for a while. I did a bunch of things as Louis Armstrong. So that's done. The next thing I want to do now is I want to do an action film. I want to do an action film. I want to be a superhero. I want to be somebody's mutant. I want to be, I want to kick some ass.
Okay. Get that aggression out.
Yes.
But anyhow, my prediction would be definitely that the FBI agent is really hot on the girl's trail. And after she got Ruby's phone, they better watch out for her. She's quirky. And she's kind of goofy and all the other things, but she's dangerous. So, man.
Don't let this move.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Amir, I know you were predicting that Rhea would come back into the scene and kind of be part of the trio, part of book club. Do you?
Never happened.
It didn't happen yet. So are you predicting that maybe for season four?
No, I think I gave that up. I think my prediction, yeah, she's not coming back. My prediction, I've accepted it, it's fine. My prediction is that based on my conversation with Reno on the live, which is still up on AfterBuzz TV, we talked about Megan Thee Stallion maybe coming back. So I think that she's going to come back, and I think that she is going to be a little more involved. I threw around a theory with Reno about her maybe being an FBI agent. So I don't know, that could be something interesting. But I also just, a bunch of people are saying Beth is their good girl too in the chat. So just
okay.
I wanted to say that too, yeah.
Cool, cool. I think, for me, there's no way for me to be able to predict what's gonna happen in season four because with the hitman, that took a whole different turn. You just never know what to expect. Mm. I am hoping, I think we're hoping that Rio stays alive, that he doesn't get shot by the hitman, but I think something's gonna, you know, come up. I think Rio's gonna find out about the hitman somehow, and that's gonna have the girls pay for it. So something like that. And the Hill family stays together and stays sweet because we can't take that being apart or angry. So I'm predicting and hoping for that. And Reno, I'm just gonna ask you one more time, just in case. Anything else that you can give us, maybe your prediction or anything for to expect, maybe from Stan?
No.
Mom's the word.
I really wish that we got a chance to finish season three. I mean, we'll finish that story arc because honestly, we don't know how it's written, by the way.
Season.
The 16 episodes are written.
Okay.
No one's read them though. They're out there.
They're out there somewhere.
Well, I know where they are. They're Jenna Vance has them. He's the only one who knows.
I know. We'll get her on next time.
There you go.
And we definitely have to get your wife on the next time, your TV wife, with
there you. Well, you guys, I want to say thank you so much. You know, I'm a big Walking Dead fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I always watch their show, Talking Dead, after. And I was like, God, I want to be on a show where they have an after show and they talk about the show. So I want to thank you guys.
Aww.
This excites me so much with the feedback that I get from the fans. I've never been on a show that's been so... kind of in the zeitgeist like this. So it's really exciting for me, and I try to respond to all the fans who reach out to me as much as possible. So I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate all the guys who have the show.
Thank you all. That's awesome. Maybe next time it'll be in the studio once we get past all this. So
we'll have you back.
Stay home.
Thank definitely in the studio next time, maybe in a year from now. So,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We very much appreciate you coming and letting us ask questions.
So fun.
Awesome.
What is next, or what can we look forward to seeing you in next, Reno?
I have a movie coming out.
Ooh.
Mickey Kelly with myself, Sean Patrick Flannery. I don't know when that's coming out. It's an MMA movie. And it's really cool. You know, Sean Patrick Flannery is a 4th-degree black belt in jiu-jitsu. And I play his coach, who's a former NCAA wrestler. And it's going to be like Rocky, the MMA.
Ooh. Okay.
Awesome movie. So it's called Mickey Kelly. So look out for that.
Talk about an action character right there. Well, we'll keep up on social media for when you post about that. And we will definitely be able to shout out and watch your movie. We're so excited for it.
Your fans, everybody, follow me on Instagram at RenoWilson1, and I will respond to you.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. And until next time, Regina, where can everybody find you online?
You can find me at Regina Rico on Twitter and at Regina Coles on Instagram, guys.
And Amir?
You can find me at AmirYoth_ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Thanks, guys.
And you can find me at Kels Hightower. Reno, again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Remind us again where people can find you online.
Thank you guys so much.
Reno Wilson1. Right.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.